أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واجعلوا له من عباده جزءا إن الإنسان لكفور مبين. In the beginning of the surah, Allah explained the great and exalted position of wahi, revelation. And then those who did not believe, to make it easy for them, Allah explained the various signs of His great qudrat and His power on earth, and in which there are great ni'mats and favors for mankind, which man uses also. So by that he should be thankful to Allah and he should recognize Allah Ta'ala. But contrary to that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ جُزْعًا. اور ٹھرائی انہوں نے حق تعالیٰ کے واسطے اولاد اس کی بندوں میں سے. And instead of worshipping only the one Allah, seeing His Qudrat, seeing His great favor of sending wahi, revelation, they went and they made partners with Allah Ta'ala in various ways. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ مُبِينٌ. تحقیق انسان برا ناشکر ہے سریح. Undoubtedly, insan, human being generally, is very, very unthankful, and openly he is unthankful. He receives so many ni'mats of Allah, he does not think of Allah, he does not appreciate, he does not acknowledge, and so he is na shukri, he is being unthankful, is so open and so clear, and this is the destruction of man, that he is so unthankful. And this starts, as it comes in the hadith, لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who is not thankful to mankind, that person will never be able to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. So in mankind, and here it comes mankind, not believers, not only family members. How many of us are thankful to our families? How many are thankful to our bosses where we got jobs and we are getting our rosy? We never think and make and appreciate. So in many cases then Allah takes away His ni'mat also. So all this, if a person is thankful to mankind, then he will be able to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains certain of the weak qualities of these non-believers. أَمِ اتَّخَذَ مِمَّا يَخْلُقُ بَنَاتُ وَأَصْفَاكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ. کیا اس نے رکھ لیے اپنے مخلوقات میں سے بیٹیاں اور تم کو دے دیے چن کر بیٹے. What has Allah Ta'ala chosen for Himself? Daughters, and has given you sons. In other words, the kuffar of Makkah, the mushriks of Makkah, believed that the malaika, the angels, are the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. And they themselves, as we will read in the ayats in front, when they were blessed with a daughter, it was the greatest disgrace and humiliation for them. So that which is a source of humiliation and disgrace, that they associate with Allah Ta'ala. While for themselves, they want sons only. And they feel sons are superior than daughters. So they ascribe to Allah that which is inferior, and for them, they for themselves, they want that which is superior. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِمَا ضَرَبَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ مَثَلًا. اور جب ان میں سے کسی کو خوشخبری ملے اس چیز کی جس کو رحمان کے نام لگایا. And when any of them are given the glad tidings of that which they associated to Allah Ta'ala, that is to daughters, that they say, Malaika, the daughters of Allah, na'uzu billah, which is blasphemy, which is totally wrong. But they say they associate daughters to Allah, and when they are given daughters, zalla wajhuhu muswadda, to sari din rahe mu uska siya, then the whole day his face is black. He's gone in humiliation and disgrace. He feels so down and out. وَهُوَ كَذِيمٌ. Or دِلْ مِنْ غُتْ رَحَا هَا. And at the same time, he's angry about it. Why did I get a daughter? And his first plan now is to bury this daughter. That was the way of the pagan Arabs. So low they should think of daughters, that they buried them alive as well. But then they associate to Allah Ta'ala. Another weakness of women, themselves, Allah explains, وَمَنْ يُنَشَّأُ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ وَهُوَ فِي الْخِصَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينَ. کیا ایسے شخص کے پرورش پاتا ہے زیور میں اور وہ جھگرے میں بات نہ کہہ سکے. That person whose life is in jewelry, that is a great sign of weakness of a person. And women by nature love jewelry, and that is a sign of the weakness of their mind. And and weakness of their body also. Especially a woman who is not beautiful, she puts on more jewelry to try and show her beauty. And also, this jewelry is a clear sign that they are very weak in their mental capacity. As it comes in the hadith, their minds are half of that of what men are. And that is not only in the hadith, but now scientifically it has been proven, and there are clear diagrams and sketches that women's minds, brains are only wired halfway. While men's brains are wired completely, they are only wired halfway. So this is all because they are that weakness, that's why they wear jewelry. And the other is, whenever they have a dispute or they talk, they can never say what they wanted to say. It is common, which we are called aware of, they'll speak 1 hour on the phone, but at the end they will say, I forgot to say why I phoned. What their purpose was. In an argument they will have, they will what and what they will talk. And if there's a room full of women, all will be talking and nobody is hearing what is being said. This is another great weakness. So those who have this great weakness, mental weakness in every way, they ascribe that to Allah Ta'ala. They feel ashamed of that for themselves, but they ascribe that to Allah Ta'ala. What a sad state of affairs. وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ إِنَاثًا اور ٹھہرایا انہوں نے فرشتوں کو جو بندے ہیں رحمان کے عورتیں. And they made the malaika who are the slaves of Allah Ta'ala and who Allah Ta'ala uses for various functions. They made them also, they said they are women and they are daughters of Allah Ta'ala. That also was a great, a very wrong thing they ascribed to Allah Ta'ala. أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ کیا دیکھتے تھے ان کا بننا. Did they see the malaika that they are females? Like commonly, before we had x-rays and saunas, when a child is born, everyone is eager to see whether it's a boy or girl. And from the science of the body, the biology, you see it's a boy, you see it's a girl. So were they present to see that these malaika are women and that they haven't got the sex organs of men? Were they present to see that? ستكتب شهادتهم ويسألون اب لکھ رکھیں گے ان کی گواہی اور ان سے پوچھ ہوگی. We will record all this what they are saying and we will cross examine and question them on the day of Qiyamah of all these matters. وقالوا لو شاء الرحمن ما عبدناهم اور کہتے ہیں کہ اگر چاہتا رحمان تو ہم نہ پوچھتے ان کو. And they say if Allah Ta'ala desired we should not have worshipped the angels, we should not have worshipped the idols, etc. So this is another thing which many of us, we are confused with this matter. That when Allah wants everyone to get hidayat, Allah has got power to give hidayat also. Then why doesn't Allah just give everyone hidayat? And many of us, when we do wrong, we say Allah wished it, it was written in my taqdeer. If we are told to make namaz, we say if Allah wishes, I will get up for namaz. If Allah doesn't wish, how can I do it? So that answer Allah Ta'ala gives here, that if that was the case, like a student writing an exam paper, he's given freedom, he can write what he wants to. Now the examiner will mark that paper and give marks accordingly. But if the examiner forces the student to write only right answers, he tells him all the right answers and then he passes him, there was no exam in that case. Or another, just by way of example, which is not really our way of life, but just an example, in sports, when there is match fixing, everyone hates that the results were already fixed before the match took place. So if Allah also fixed everything that everyone must get hidayat, then what was the enjoyment of being successful, or what is the evil of being unsuccessful? Allah has in this world left it open to everyone. Do as you want to. And the results will come out on the day of Qiyamah. You are busy writing an exam at the moment. You are not forced to write only the right things. It's up to you what you are going to write. And your results will come out on the day of Qiyamah. So we must never use this excuse. If Allah wanted me to make this guna, so I made it. Allah doesn't let me get up for Fajr, that's why I can't get up. Now that excuse, Allah is in control of everything. It's like Allah gives the fuel for your car. Now it's up to you how you're going to use it. Whether you're going to a disco or whether you're going to a masjid, that is in your hands. So power Allah has given us, but it is how we use it, and we are responsible for our actions. And otherwise there was no meaning of the court case on the day of Qiyamah. If we were just forced to do what we are doing, Allah gave us the power, it is how we use that power. مَالُهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ كُجْ خَبَرْ نَهِ أُنْكُوْ إِسْكِ. They have no knowledge of this. إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُسُونَ. Yes, sir. They are only doing guesswork all the time, taking a shot in the night, and they don't know where it is going. Just all guesswork they are doing. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains some of the weaknesses of the non-believers, and why Allah has explained it to us in the Quran. We must not be guilty of this. And how sad today, women do wear jewelry, and they are permitted, but how many men also have started wearing jewelry? And where they wearing jewelry? On their eyebrows they are wearing jewelry, and on their noses and ears they are wearing jewelry, bracelets, etc. All these things are not at all for men. Man by nature is a stronger man. By nature he should not use all these things. And a woman also, the more she has got reality, the less she will use of jewelry.